Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Benefits, a new podcast exploring flaws in our healthcare system and the people fighting to fix them. I'm Carly, your host this season. And if you enjoy this episode, please don't forget to like and subscribe so you can come back and hang out with us. We've got another great story to share with you today, and it really is aimed at simplifying healthcare for a full-time caregiver. And we're really going to, you know, jump into giving you a lens into what that is like and the challenges that come along with it. And I'm super excited to dive into it, of course, with my co-host, Ryan. So hi, friend. How are you?
Hello. Hello, friend. I'm well. Doing great. So glad to be here with you again and to highlight this story, you know, and really thinking about this story and today. And like you said, it's highlighting some of the flaws of the macro healthcare system and the people fighting to fix those flaws, navigate those flaws. But it's a love story too, which is super exciting for us to be able to share. Who doesn't love a good love story of two people, Carol and Eric, and how Carol as a caregiver has leaned in and loved Eric so well, and how he appreciates that love and support so much. So to be able to be a part of this story is really special. And, you know, one of the things that we always reflect on, right, is just how complicated and fragmented the healthcare system is, and the stress that can come from having to navigate that on your own, right? One of the things that we also want to highlight is a quick stat from a Harris poll that recently came out that says 65% of U.S. adults say coordinating and managing healthcare is overwhelming and time-consuming. We know that, but we share these stats to sometimes put into context, right, Carly, that a lot of people are struggling with this, right? A story highlights it so well, like today will, but that's a ton of people who are saying, I need help. This is too overwhelming. This is too much. You know, we need that support. So you out there listening, if you feel that way too, you're not alone.
Yep. And you're totally right, Ryan. I feel like it's even more overwhelming and time consuming, you know, for full-time caregivers. So they have all of these extra responsibilities to manage. And just imagine everyone being in that situation, you know, taking care of a loved one, spending hours every week, you know, making calls to providers, calling insurance carriers, trying to coordinate all of the little details. And I promise you, there are so many little details. And truly, you've got enough on your plate already.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we're going to highlight today, as we do on every episode, is how one of our colleagues, a healthcare warrior here at Quantum Health, really stepped in to help Carol and Eric on their healthcare journey. And a little context, Eric has quadriplegia, so has lost movement in his limbs. And Carol, his loving wife, is his caregiver. So we're excited to introduce them now, Carly, and bring them into this story.
Absolutely. So Patrick, Carol, and Eric, thank you so, so much for joining us. Welcome to the podcast. We're going to jump right in, and I just appreciate you all so much for being here and making the time. Welcome, welcome. All right. So Carol and Eric, we're going to start with you. You're the stars of the show today. So this year, I understand you're going to be celebrating 33 years of marriage, which is incredible. Woo! Congratulations. Really, can you just tell us a little bit about how you met and how you fell in love? Just paint that love story for us.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Early in our careers, we lived in the same condominium complex. I lived on the third floor and Carol lived on the first floor. We'd never met. And one Sunday afternoon, I was reading a book up on the third floor patio, and I noticed a guy and a girl down in the backyard. They were on a date. And and I started yelling down silly comments, and they talked back, and the guy invited me down, and I thought this girl was cute. So after a while, he was no longer.
That's the path.
Gave him the elbow. And Carol and I started hanging around each other, and one thing led to another, and we were married.
33 years later, here we are.
Here you are.
That's amazing. I love that. What guts you had, Eric. My goodness.
I tell you, I didn't know I had it in me, but poor guy, he's not on our Christmas list anymore.
Yeah, I bet not.
Hard.
That's the best.
That's amazing.
All true, yeah.
She's all true. I love all that. True. So Eric, I want to dive in here and really get to your story. And it really starts in a way back in 1985 when you had your initial injury. Can you walk us through what exactly happened then and some of the challenges that you faced more recently in the last 10 years and how Carol is there to support you?
I was 20 years old. I was finished as my sophomore year in college, and I was visiting friends at the beach in South Alabama at the coast there. And I dove off of a dock. I got hot hanging out at the beach in May, and dove off of a long dock that I thought was far enough out into the water that it would be deep enough to dive, and I made the mistake that it wasn't. And I hit my head, broke my neck at the cervical 5-6 vertebrae, and was paralyzed instantly. Went through a long rehab process and almost a full year of rehab, and made it through it. It was touch and go for a long time. And that was 40 years ago this year. And here we are. But yeah, like most paralyzed folks, I deal with a pretty common issues with lungs and skin, urinary issues, bowel issues. Those are very common for folks who've been paralyzed for as long as I have. And about 13 years ago, when I was well into my career and doing really well as far as my career went, I started having some complications.
Yeah. And just to before he goes in that, though he broke, I mean, he finished college, work, drove, we have a child. So you have to understand, Eric, it persevered. It wasn't just from there to there. I mean, we've led a full life until
I kind of had a imperfect storm with a bout of pneumonia and a series of pressure sores that really derailed life as we know it. My career, made a real hardship on my family, and I had to jump off of the work schedule and back off and take care of my health full time, which also put a huge burden and change on my family life and my family's way of doing things. So I stopped working full time, did some work from home, and that changed significantly. Had some surgeries to fix some wounds, and have been maintaining ever since. And, we've had good luck since then, but it's still been one challenge after another, even not working full time.
What are some of, just kind of walk us through what that looks like, what the time consuming efforts are. What does your day to day look like when you're there helping to support Eric?
Sure. It's a funny thing because he is such a wonderful man, independent, but I remember some of the early diagnoses. Well, you won't live past 30. You'll never have kids. You'll never drive. Wrong, 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 wrong. So, he overcomes everything. So, but the hard part about what's happened is he's lost strength. So that just means that, I step in, we have nurses at times, but it's hard because, if you go through an agency or anything, they want to send, you might get one person one day, one another, but it's very specific care. So, between the helping him in the mornings with showers, we do all exercises, things like that. Meds, feeding, the like we said, just day-to-day living.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all whether it's going to the restroom, anything.
Yeah, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm. Our morning routine can be Carol at an hour of preparing me, or it can be someone who doesn't know the routine very well. It can be 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
It is not difficult, but it's highly complex. Mm. And she's an amazing caregiver. Yeah.
She's the expert.
She knows how to get things done.
Yeah.
So we just, it's daily. It's not, I don't feel, you know, when you love someone, I don't think you feel that burden. It's just part of who we are. And so you ask that question, but it's an interesting, because I don't ever, you know, you don't think about it like that.
Yeah. For better or worse, right? And sickness and health. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sickness and health.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the love story that we were talking about. I mean, just listening to the two of you tell this story and, you know, just imagine, right, for all of us listening to this, myself including, imagine being in this situation, right? This is no doubt a challenge, but the way that you two of you face it together and love each other and have had a full life and have never let it hold you back. And it's just, it's inspiring and incredible to see and hear. I just see the love exuding out of both of you and just the way that you've attacked this together. And it's amazing. So I love it. Yeah. So great. So Carol, let's dive in now to how Patrick has showed up in this love story, right? And how he's come in to support the two of you and you, Carol, in particular, as the caregiver. So as we understand it, there's an expensive piece of equipment that Eric needs. And on a monthly basis, that has to go through an insurance approval process, right? And it's been written into the plan design that this is covered for Eric, but there's a challenge monthly that you face. And so can you talk a little bit about that challenge and how Patrick has stepped in to support you to overcome this challenge?
Sure, absolutely. So there was almost, oh gosh, Patrick, maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now, there was a change in how the supplier things happen. So we've been getting this product for 10, 12 years, but there was a little change. So we worked out with, I think, Quantum, Patrick's boss, manager got involved, Joe, just a whole team that helped us get this set up with our insurance carrier. And so the first month, it works. And then kind of the wheels just fell off. Denial. I'm calling Quantum and, well, you know, it has to go to Medicare first. Oh, no. And I don't know your language. And frankly, at this age that we are now, I didn't want to learn a new language. It's almost like learning Italian or something.
Absolutely.
You're so right.
And it's like, we've got, though we're doing this, think about medical, but think about, you know, what if the wheelchair breaks? What if the power goes out? Prescription medicines, the van, what it, you know, it's everything
Mm-hmm.
is like this, but this particular thing started. And it was just, I was calling in, I was trying to figure it out. And everyone is so helpful at Quantum. So that's the thing. So they didn't get it. And I'd end up back at Joe. And somehow, I don't know how behind the scenes that happened, but I maybe got Patrick one day. I truly, it was a godsend. I don't know how it happened. But Patrick became ours,
mm-hmm.
I like to say. He he took over and he became ours.
He was.
And we, he's like, it was so reassuring because these things worry and I lose sleep. And though it seems like, you know, there's still these constants. And Patrick was like, listen, Carol, this is what I'm paid to do. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. And we worked out a schedule where he would call me every Friday. And guys, knowing that before he ever called me on Friday, he checked with the insurance, the provider. He was doing all these things behind the scenes. So when he called me on Friday, whether it was good news or bad news, the claim was being paid, you know, it had to be resubmitted again because they messed up the medic. I told Eric I could go to bed on Friday night and leave this one. And you don't know how that makes you feel when you can say, he's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carol, that's amazing. And one of the things I want to reflect on with you and get your thoughts on, you know, we live in a world where our solution is purchased by employers or plans, and they provide our service to individuals to be able to navigate healthcare like you and Eric. And oftentimes the conversation gets to at some point, like, what's the return on investment here, right? Like, how much are we going to pay and how much are we going to get back is a component of any investment, right? But in this case, if you could try to quantify what Patrick has meant to you, not dollars and cents, but like time saved, emotional and mental health impact that has now like reduce, if you could try to quantify that in some way to just summarize what Patrick has done for you, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. And I'm going to let Eric answer that because he knows the stress that I didn't have.
So I used to be able to sit at my desk and listen to Carol call.
We know the music.
Call Quantum, call the insurance company, and she would be on hold or hit all the prompts to get to what she thought was the right person, explain the situation, then get put on hold, and then get passed on to another person. Then she explained the 15-minute explanation of what we needed and what the problem was, get put on hold, get sent to another person. And this was going on week after week after week. And she is so patient. She is such a warrior. And she would gear up and give the explanation again. But I knew internally that it was a storm. Mm. And I knew what she was going through. And I also knew when she said, yeah, I just slept 3 hours last night. Mm. I knew what was going through her head. And I knew what was causing that lack of sleep. And she was gearing up for the phone calls that she had for the next day. And that goes on every week, all week, when you're dealing with the kind of insurance and bureaucratic issues that Carol goes through week in and week out. And then Patrick comes along. Then Quantum finds this answer. And the phone calls were on Fridays. I can tell you our weekends were beautiful after Patrick came along because she didn't carry around that burden over the weekend that I'm going to have to get on it on Monday. I'm going to have to get after somebody on Monday and I'm going to have to make these phone calls. Mm. Just didn't have to happen any longer. And it was a beautiful solution. And we're so grateful.
Well, and that makes me so happy because that's heavy. It's very, very heavy. Yes. And it just continues to compound and compound. And it's just so, so frustrating and challenging and time consuming and takes such a toll emotionally, physically, and just so many ways. So Patrick, we're going to come to you now because sir, you have been doing some amazing work to help support Carol and Eric. So First, if you're new here and you don't know, you know, how Quantum Health works, we are the leaders in healthcare navigation. We have about 2,000 care coordinators, just like Patrick, nurses and doctors and more, really providing that personalized support and advocacy for our members, because we recognize, you know, Carol, you said it earlier, we speak the lingo, we understand the language, we can, you know, reach out and have those conversations with providers and with the entities that are involved in your care, and ultimately be able to get to the root of the issue. So Patrick is that person. So Patrick is one of those passionate care coordinators. How did you take action when you first heard Carol's story? What was that first interaction like? And what did you really say, like, I have to get this done for them?
Yeah, so I remember when I first spoke with her, I mean, you guys can hear that Carol's a very kind woman. Like, the way she talks, she's been super nice since day one. But I could still kind of get some of the frustration when she spoke to me. So I could still pick up on some of that, like, as she was explaining. And, you know, as she mentioned, there was a lot of bits and pieces to it. And obviously, I'm a new person. I've never previously helped her with it. So she had to kind of go from square one, try to explain all this stuff to me, and just, you know, listening to her and trying to empathize with all the stuff that she's been going through, I started realizing more and more, it's like, there's just so many little pieces to this. And I was like, there's clearly definitely an issue going on. And I told her, I was going to kind of pick this up. I want to look into things. We're going to get this corrected for you. And I told her, I was going to give her a call back and follow up with her, because I wanted to do some more digging on my end. You know, I didn't need to waste any more of her time. And I remember she, you know, mentioned she worked with Joe before. So after the call, you know, I got with Joe, kind of was like, to get more details, I'm like, okay, what was going on? What's happening with this? So I kind of worked directly with him to kind of get the full picture. And I just learned just how immense it was with all the little details that had to fit in place for the big picture to work. And I was like, there's a lot to it. And at that point, I kind of pretty much decided that I was going to take this over and own it for her, because just me myself trying to learn it was, you know, a work in progress. It wasn't easy to just, you know, snap my fingers and I understood everything. Like, I had to check a few things, speak to Joe, and I know it would be more complicated for her. So when I called her back, you know, I kind of gave her the update. I was like, I spoke with Joe. I was like, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're going to do. But then I also just told her directly that I was going to be her direct contact with this. I was like, I'm just going to take over this. You can just work directly with me. That way she doesn't have to feel that she's, you know, starting at square one each time she calls in, trying to waste her time explaining all this. And then, you know, she mentioned, you know, someone will have to, hey, let me put you on hold, or they have to research it, look through all the notes. I was just going to make it as easy as I could for her to take it.
That's incredible. And I can speak from personal experience. I used to work very closely with Patrick. We were in the same group for a while, and he really is, you know, I love that Eric called you a warrior, Carol, because that's what we call our care coordinators as well. And really, Patrick being able to take that and be proactive and say, I've got this for you, which it sounds like was the first time you had heard that. And Patrick, I know one of the things I think that's most important is it's nice that you're given the freedom and the autonomy to identify what's needed and then begin working on a resolution and a solution. You know, if a member needs additional support, you're given the ability to jump in and take action and, you know, really give that support, like setting up the weekly Friday check-in, you know, with Carol and, you know, making sure that everything's been updated and that you're keeping her in the loop. So just tell us a little bit more about your role and those kinds of decisions about when and where you get to step in and go and be above and beyond when you feel like you need to for someone.
Yeah. And I would actually say that's probably one of the things that I enjoy most with this company is, you know, it's a standard practice, essentially, you know, not just in this particular case, if someone calls in and, you know, there is an issue, or, you know, we might need to reach the billing department or providers having some issues with this and that, you know, expectations are, as you know, we reach out to them. We just address it. We don't try to put things off and, you know, or we don't try to, like, well, hey, you call them back. You tell them this, you tell them that. We are expected to, you know, just take care of them, manage it, get resolved, which makes things a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll definitely say with this particular case, it's been a lot more involved than more of our normal experiences. But I've never had any pushback from leadership. I usually just every so often I'll kind of just keep them in the loop, especially Joe. And I'll just kind of give them up, like, hey, here's what's going on. And they're very well aware of, you know, all the steps that I've been working on, what I have to do, what's all involved with it. And mm-hmm. they fully support me. You know, if they know I need to call out to this party or that party or my weekly calls with Carol, you know, they fully support it. They've never questioned it. They've never told me I need to do something different. They just let me do what needs to be done to get this corrected and resolved.
Amazing. Amazing. And I think tying back to the stat that we shared, you know, in the beginning of the episode, navigating healthcare, as you have heard very, very vividly, is very complicated. It's very stressful. So, Patrick, in your experience, how important do you feel like it is for someone like Carol to have an advocate on her behalf, someone handling those conversations so she doesn't have to? What does that feel like for you?
To me, I feel like it's very important. I know Carol kind of touched base on some of the parts I would bring up, especially like the lingo part. You know, I even tell people, like, you know, with this job, we went through 6 weeks of training and just us learning all these different like terminologies and, you know, all these proper terms for things. You know, an average day-to-day person, they're not going to know those. And then just for them to try to do it just makes it much harder. So on our end, it makes it just a lot easier because, you know, I'll call the provider. I know exactly what to say. I know what term to say. I know what steps need to take to get from part A to part B to resolve it. Just makes things so much easier. It's also just, you know, as you know, they talked earlier, just their daily routine. There's so many parts to it that has to take place, but just morning routines, daily routines, you know, transportations. There's lots to it, you know, what they have to do every single day, and having to worry about making these phone calls is just one thing that they should not need to worry about on top of everything else they have to do. Yeah. So, and, you know, I think she mentioned it earlier, but like one of the things I always kind of like to joke about is I literally get paid to sit here and call these places and do this. She doesn't. So I'd much rather her worry about, you know, her personal life, you know, Eric, her family, all that stuff. And then we call the places because that's what I get paid to do.
Incredible.
That's awesome. What a mindset, Patrick. That's fantastic. Eric, I want to turn back to you now. One of the things that you mentioned in preparation for this podcast is that it feels like in your life that you're always fighting for something. Accessibility, insurance, and a number of other issues that can be exhausting. Can you just elaborate on that and share how it feels to you to have somebody fighting for you in this case?
Oh, absolutely. Having a spinal cord injury adds a full-time job to your life, and that's not only caring for your wheelchair, but you're caring for your lungs, you're caring for your bladder, you're caring for all those, you're checking on your skin. So there's that body component that you need to be taking the right supplements. You need to be researching and contacting your doctors, contacting the health providers, making sure you have all the appointments set for physical therapy on a weekly basis, making sure that you have the medications ordered at the right time so that you're not running out, making sure that your insurance deductibles are on top of you're on top of the insurance deductibles and all the payments. It is layer after layer. It's a full-time job. It truly is. And back when I had a full-time job and we had a small child, there was a lot going on in this household. But, you know, in comes, first of all, in comes this warrior, as I said. Carol's a fighter. And she takes so much of those layers of responsibility off of me. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that I'm a 60-year-old quadriplegic, which is, you know, kind of unheard of. And she has extended my life, and not only extended it, but made it a beautiful, wonderful, rewarding thing that anyone who knows us can see. It's a glowing, beautiful thing, our life and our relationship. But then we run into these stumbling blocks that even Carol and Eric can't handle. And then in comes a Patrick, and in comes a quantum that figures out a solution for us. And you think about the phone calls that we have to make. And if you take out that block of time that we spent making phone calls to deal with the insurance issues for this product that we had on a weekly basis, look what we could put in that time space. Look at the day trips that we could take instead of having to sit on the phone over and over again, day after day. Look at the restaurants that we can visit. Look at all the quality of life issues that do prolong our lives.
Yeah.
That do make our lives just more enjoyable. We can spend with our daughter and our granddaughter that we have now. It's just a wonderful thing. Life is good.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. And Carol, I know this situation is obviously ongoing and there's no quick answer, but what has it been like getting to know Patrick on a more personal level as he continues to advocate on your behalf? Because I know you both talk a lot and have gotten to know each other. So how have you gotten to know Patrick?
Sure. Well, it's funny because, you know, both Eric and I both work. We're both college educated, had good jobs, did our thing. And so I know to an extent when you're talking to sometimes companies frown upon certain types of interaction and stuff. But it started because when Patrick would call, I'd get like an Ohio callback number in the city. I don't know what I should say or shouldn't say. And so it kind of started with that. I was like, Patrick, you're from Ohio. And so it started with that. And I'm like, well, do you watch football? I went to the
Ohio State University.
OHIO. So, you know, kind of there. Well, what's the weather? We were thinking about driving up to see, like I said, I have 7 siblings all in Ohio. So bits and pieces. And then, you know, Patrick would call on Thursday and he'd say, you know, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. Well, is everything okay? Because, you know, you're starting to develop. And it's like, you know, then I found out one daughter. And then it's like, as this has gone on so long and we've just developed this relationship, it's like last fall, Carol, I'm going to have to be off. We're getting ready to have the second baby. But, and this is Patrick. I forget who that was, Patrick, I've talked to management. So-and-so is going to be calling you now. I'll probably be back the first of the year. So, you know, then you get, how's the baby? And then whoever, I forget, Patrick took your place.
Karen
called me the next Friday and said, yep, it's a girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, they had the baby. It's a girl. So last week he called me on Wednesday and he's like, but see, that's Patrick. So he's like, hey, my wife and I are having a little special time. So it's like, I don't know everything, but we've kind of, you know, it feels very personal, even though, you know, I know the kids, that he knows we just had a grandbaby. And so it's been wonderful. And he's so kind about, like, you know, like, I'm not going to get the Friday call because something's happened. So he calls me on a Wednesday or a Thursday, or he says, I'm going on vacation. And it, you know, that's so special, because anyone else, I just wouldn't get the call and I wouldn't know what was happening. But with Patrick, he always makes sure to let me know what's happening. So on Friday, when I don't get the call, I know why.
You're okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't worry because I know why I didn't get the call.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You're friends.
We're friends now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that so much. And I know that we've talked about this, you know, throughout the entire episode, you know, having Patrick on your side for a little while now, Carol, obviously, you know, what is your biggest takeaway from this entire experience? And you navigated this for so long without someone advocating for you and really being able to reach Patrick and have him do that. What would you say is your biggest takeaway from this experience?
Biggest takeaway? Oh, wow. You guys aren't paying me to do this.
You're not.
Before Quantum stepped in, again, we would deal directly with the insurance company. And then we get all the letters, Quantum's taking over, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's adding another layer. This is going to, biggest takeaway, godsend. Quantum taking over took off the burden. And the biggest takeaway was, I think that you guys, you know, you're there to, I don't have to fight anymore. That's what Patrick does for me. That's what Quantum does. And I don't, but it's not, it is a fight. It's, you know, it really is. It is. I mean, you're not getting punched, but
it feels like it sometimes.
It feels like it sometimes.
Yeah.
And Patrick just, like I said, I don't even know how all the inner workings happened, but he's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. That's what he always said. That's what I get paid to do. Let me do it.
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's my takeaway. The fear we had, it's gone.
Wow.
And I don't talk to the insurance company. We haven't in ages. And
that's doing that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's just really powerful, Carol. I think you outlined that perfectly. It really is, you know, feeling as though someone's been sent to you to help you, you know, take on this burden as well. And I just can't thank you both enough for coming on and talking to us about this today. And Patrick, high five. Like, you are incredible. Like, just keep doing the amazing work that you're doing. And I know, you know, for every Eric and Carol story, there's even more, you know, stories out there of just, you know, members that you're supporting and that you're helping. And I just thank you all so, so much just for all of your efforts, Patrick, you know, Carol and Eric, for just sharing your story and seeing the love between you is just so inspiring and uplifting. And just can't thank you all enough for spending the time with us today.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well,
wow.
That was an incredible story.
Yes.
And just listening to all of that, you know, you kind of get the pre-work to understand the story a little bit, but to be a part of it live, to hear that, I hope everybody listening felt something like I did, where it's just so wonderful to see two people like that in love, supporting each other, and such good people, and then helped by such a good person in Patrick, who steps in and provides that support. I mean, to see that is so awesome. Humans coming together to support each other, to help each other out, to take burden off of Carol and Eric, and to have them appreciate Patrick so much for the work that he does. Like you said, I get paid to do this, but the appreciation, I'm sure, for him probably means more than any paycheck could ever mean. And so I just think it's just so incredible to be a part of these stories. And, you know, as we do on every episode, we like to end with a big idea. And I'm excited about this one because it comes from the OG care coordinator, our founder, Kara Trott, who really in 1999 founded the navigation space, brought a concept, an idea to reality so we could help people like Carol and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
So special to be able to share this from Kara. And Kara says, on our watch, no one goes alone. One guide early in the journey, always asking, and then what? Until the path makes sense. And we talk a lot about journeys and, you know, being on the path that you're navigating in healthcare. Carly, you've lived it. I mean, you know what it's like to step in and support people like Carol and Eric.
Absolutely.
You know, so how does that sit with you?
Yeah, when I've obviously listened to Kara, you know, say similar things and really highlight our mission, which is exactly what that quote does, for the last 8 years. And even today, hearing it still, you know, makes me emotional because I have walked alongside so many members, you know, over the time that I've spent here, and caregivers, and really having the ability to help clear the path for someone, really take on the hard stuff. We often say, you know, we take our members by the hand, you know, really being able to say, I've got this for you. And quite honestly, you know, I've had members who we've worked together for years and then they change employers or they go somewhere else and they're no longer a member. And I have had like emotional reactions to that because I know once they leave Quantum, life's going to be very, very different when it comes to their insurance. And, you know, I would just, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'd be like, if you ever have any questions, like you can still reach out to me because I know how hard and complicated it is. And we do this for a living. And that is why being a Quantum Health Warrior really for me is such a blessing because I have lived it firsthand. I've heard so many incredible stories like this, just painting the picture of how we really do say we've got you. And, you know, we really treat our members like family. Our goal is to really make you a friend. And it gets me every time. Hearing Kara talk about that gets me every time for sure. Because it's so, so invaluable and it is so, so important for sure.
Carly, you've got to wrap up this episode or we're both going to cry.
I know.
So we gotta.
Okay.
Too much.
Well, everyone, if you enjoyed this episode again, please don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, give me and Ryan our little virtual high five. We'll be back in a couple weeks to share another emotional story about fighting to fix the flaws in the healthcare system. And we hope you take care and we'll see you then.
Bye, everyone.